Well, good morning, good morning. Yeah, it is a Tuesday morning. Sorry about all of the craziness. I think Kenny Loggins was just going crazy. We couldn't get him to shut up, so I don't know what he was doing. He's like, he was exercising really hard there, so I don't know what he was going on, but he needed to calm it down. So we're calming him down. We're going to take him out, although we always appreciate a little Terrence Trent D'Arby as bringing us into the Tuesday edition of Party Line. It's been a while. Been gone for a week or so with the fair week. A lot of great things happening at the fair, so we'll talk a little bit about that this morning. Also, hopefully we'll have Kim Stevens on at the top of the hour talking about Hot Dog Festival coming up this weekend. Shan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Tuesday morning. I think we're going to have a decent day today. Maybe a thunderstorm or two, they're saying, but that will be a little bit later. Partly sunny out there right now, looking out the WILO weather window. We used to say that back in the day with Roger Priest and I here in the saddle. The WILO, I can remember Roger very distinctly saying, the WILO weather window. You remember Roger's voice? He had that. He definitely had the radio talent, that's for sure, because he could, you know, and he was also a professor. I don't know if people realize that Roger, also a professor at Ivy Tech and a great musician as well, but Roger could certainly calm down the situation with his smooth, silky, I always call him the jazz voice. But anyway, looking out the weather window, the WILO weather window, it's partly sunny, and we're going to have a great day. I think we're looking at about 83, they're telling us, the forecast, something like that, and 63 degrees right now, and they're looking at, 82 degrees for a high today, and not much chance of rain. Tomorrow, more of a chance of rain, about 60% chance with a high of 82. And then Thursday, high of 81, with about a 25% chance of rain. So we're not going to complain as we are moving into the Hot Dog Festival weekend. And really, it's looking really good as far as weather is concerned. Mostly sunny skies for Friday and Saturday, high of 82, not that 95 or, you know, And the humidity so high, it's miserable. So we're excited about that. So anyway, we can't do anything, can't go 1 second further without making sure that we have all of our sponsors mentioned. By the way, we are having some issues with Hoosierland TV. No streaming today, but we will hopefully will be back in business tomorrow as we do not have the cameras on this morning, not working today. So. But Party Line is right here, the Audible edition of Party Line, and we are glad that you're with us on this Tuesday, July. Hard to believe, July 23rd. That's amazing. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch. We stick it where the sun shines. Virick's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. Like a Good Neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big Deals, save money now, 24-7 at welovebigdeals.com. Freckles Graphics, also helping us out. Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news source for Lebanon and Boone County. CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news service for Delphi and Flora and all of the surrounding areas in Carroll County. And then don't forget Clinton County Daily News, where it all started. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, period. We cover it all here in Clinton County, and glad to do so. So make sure that you support all of those fine sponsors and advertisers that make not only this show happen, but really support so much in the community. As I look at those sponsors, I think of so many things that are getting done because of people like our Party Line sponsors. And then the HoosierlandTV.com telecast, which is unfortunately not working this morning, not streaming, but they normally do, and they are right there with us, 51 West Event Center. If you're looking for a great place to hold the next event, you know, you need to call Jill or Joe down at the 51 West Event Center. Excellent, excellent place, venue. for your next event, and they do a great job. They'll take great care of you. 51 West Event Center, 51 West Clinton Street in downtown Frankfort. The Farmers Bank. Wow, have you been keeping an eye on what's going on at the Farmers Bank, all of their construction going on? I know. There's orange cones everywhere, and there's fencing everywhere, but hey, in just a few months, we'll all be clear of that, and we'll have a beautiful downtown Frankfort. A lot of great things happening in downtown Frankfort, so make sure that I got to just reminded myself that I had to switch the phone. So there we go. Before I tell anybody to call, 659-3338 if you want to give us a call. Culligan Water of Boone County and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors and TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, also sponsoring the WILO HoosierlandTV.com telecast, online telecast, and we greatly appreciate all those folks that make that happen each and every day. Having some fun with the buttons here. So you don't know what's going to happen. We're doing everything on the fly this morning. This is live radio, folks. This is what happens on live radio. If you want to give us a call, 659-3338, 765-659-3338. We've got open lines coming up until about 9 o'clock. Kim Stevens is going to be calling us or giving us either a jingle or coming in or in person to talk about the hot dog festival that is going to be taking place this weekend. And it's going to be a lot of fun, folks. You do not want to miss this year's hot dog festival. And we'll be talking about how they're going to handle the hot dogs. And we'll talk about the hot dog eating contest and all of those things that will be taking place this weekend at the hot dog festival. Also, coming up July 27th, I believe that's this Saturday, Clinton County Ducks Unlimited Clubs for conservation. And I don't know if you've heard about the Mulberry Conservation Club, but continue to pray for everybody involved there and donate if you can. That was as most of you know, there was a storm that went through and did some damage, a tree falling on the conservation club. And I've been there many times. My goodness, all the memories over the years of weddings and receptions and graduation, open houses and a variety of things that have taken place, dinners and even funerals. I've been there for funerals, officiated funerals and weddings out at the Conservation Club. So pray for them. And if you can, help them, donate a little money to help get that back up and operational. And they will get it done, but it's kind of a loss for our community there in Mulberry, on the Mulberry-Jefferson Blacktop. Anyway, Clinton County Ducks Unlimited Clubs for Conservation, four-man scramble. It's a golf event coming up, that is going to be July 27th. Registration is at 7 o'clock. Shotgun start at 8:15. Cost is, the whole sponsor is $250. A team of four, $300, includes 18 holes, carts, lunch, and an entry into a gun raffle for everyone, and a Ducks Unlimited membership. So you can't beat that. So Ducks Unlimited membership, and that's coming up this Saturday, the 27th. So, well, we got a caller this morning, and always appreciate folks calling in. Good morning. You're on WILO's Party Line.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I was going to ask you, Shan, about Glover's, and if you want to talk about it, I'd love to. I know the Rotarians were looking forward to doing their typical ice cream at the hot festival. Unfortunately, that won't happen, but that's not surprising when you got a lot to ramp up. But I'm sure a lot of people are just kind of curious how you guys are doing.
Yeah, well, thanks very much, Russ. I appreciate the opportunity. And funny you ask. We had a meeting yesterday and getting a update as we're working through different issues, obstacles, and opportunities. I like to call it the double O combination, but sometimes obstacles are your best opportunities, and sometimes opportunities end up becoming obstacles. So you have to be. Amen. You have to be.
I could agree more. A lot of things happen when you overcome those obstacles. They make you better.
Oh, absolutely, no doubt. And so we are, and I think that's what's happening with our with this project. We are very close. There are some things that we are waiting on. When you're looking at parts for a 1940 something compressor and freezers that have been there for a number of years, In fact, I was talking to Steve the other day that the Bally freezer, which is our big freezer that we pretty much keep all of the 3 gallon tubs, which the rotary would have been using, we keep that in that Bally freezer. It has not been turned off since it was installed in 1984. It has been running at about a 15 to 20 below, anywhere from 10 to 20 below temperature since 1984. And there was some issues. We were having some leaks that was and trying to keep patching. So the decision was to be made, let's just shut her down, completely defrost it, completely clean it out, repair some of the little cracks here and there, and put some new lines and things. And so that's a great thing, and that will be up and operational hopefully maybe by the end of the week or the weekend, and that will give us some certainly more storage. But as far as producing ice cream, the plan and the goal is in the next couple of weeks, hopefully by the second week of April, or April, don't say that, August, I get my A's messed up, but August, second week of August, we're hopeful to have ice cream being produced that we have actually, you know, made. Now, we are going to be at the Hot Dog Festival this weekend. We are selling T-shirts. We got a great great logo. We brought back the original logo and gave it a little, you know, a little clean, little fresh design, and I think it looks great, and it's going to be...
I saw that. This is Frankfurt Loves Glovers or something like that.
Yeah, Frankfurt for Glovers. You know, you go to Paris and they say Paris is for lovers, and you go to Venice and it says Venice is for lovers. We thought we would just say Frankfurt is for Glovers. So, you know.
Virginia's.
Yeah, Virginia's for lovers. That's right. So, you know, you go all these different places. So we thought we would just let everybody know that it's, you know, Frankfurt's for Glovers. And we hope to add a few more cities and maybe even some states down the road. So that's
Pickard for Glovers.
Yeah, Pickard's for Glovers. I like that. So Edna Mills for Glovers. So we are regarding that. That's cool. So we're going to be at the Hot Dog Festival. So come by. We're going to be right around. Well, actually, we're going to be pretty much where the Rotary has been in the last few years. And the Rotary used to be for years a stable right there in front of the Farmers Bank, and that's where they dipped ice cream for many, many years. And then I know they've had to change because of construction and things like that. In the last few years, they've been over there by the Iron Block Building. Right on the corner of Maine and Washington, and that's where we're going to be this weekend, and we're going to be selling T-shirts, and we are going to bring out some of our product. We do have some 3 gallon tubs of ice cream that that was overrun from the last batch that was made, and it's been, of course, kept in 20 below, you know, freezer temperature, so it's really good. I mean, I tell you, the Georgia peach is excellent. Rotary has had a standard flavor group for, 34 years now. You know, vanilla, chocolate, mint chocolate, and butter pecan. And they did not want to sway from that. And we greatly appreciate the partnership with Rotary. Rotary is fantastic to work with. Steve Fry also always. In fact, Steve brought me in a Excel spreadsheet of what they have done for years working with Glovers as far as how many tubs, how much was spent, and you know, all of the expense.
That sounds like Steve.
Oh, yeah. You know where every penny is with Steve Fry. I can tell you that right now.
And he was the county councilman for a while.
Oh, yeah. Steve is just a treasure to our community for sure. And I greatly appreciate that. And I greatly appreciated that information because it really, when I got it back to the office and started looking it over, and in fact went over it with Steve Glover, he said, yeah, this is the kind of stuff that you need, because you kind of get an idea of what you were charging and the cost, because we don't really have any of that unfortunately got lost in transition. So we are so we're kind of shooting blind a little bit, except for Steve Glover is there. We're grateful for Steve because he can go back, you know, he turned the reigns over in 2019, and then so there was that, you know, period of time where we're trying to get back, and of course there was also the COVID, you know, time. That was a really difficult time for the the owners that purchased it in 2019 from Steve and Kathy Glover. But getting back to the present, we are hopefully, you know, we will be, good Lord willing, we'll be at the Hot Dog Festival selling T-shirts, selling some Sonic Blue, some Georgia Peach. And I will tell you, the Georgia Peach ice cream is very good. I think we have maybe one tub of butter pecan, and then I think we have some sherbet, some rainbow sherbet. So come on out. It's still Glover's ice cream. It's really good, and we're going to make you a great deal, and you can still get some good scooped ice cream. Of course, Rossville Lions Club do a great job with soft serve, and they have wonderful ice cream as well. But if you want some...
I had one at the fair.
Yeah, so do I. I don't ever go without getting one at the fair, so it was always great. But we've got a lot of things in the fire, and greatly appreciate the opportunity to kind of give everybody an update. And this you'll get a live update if you come visit the booth Friday and Saturday at the Hot Dog Festival, and then it'll be a lot of fun for you to see where we're headed and talk a little bit about the past. But really, we want to focus on the now and the future of what we want to see happen at Glover's. And I think people have appreciated the building being cleaned up. We got rid of bushes and trees, and we've got a new sign up on the building. You know, celebrating something that I think people, it gets lost a little bit, Russ, is that celebrating 99 years, you know, established since 1925 when Foster Glover started making ice cream and ice cream sandwiches, selling ice cream sandwiches on the passenger train there in here in Frankfort, Indiana. And what a blessing to see that that dream become a reality, and then that reality become a lifetime achievement, and not only a lifetime, a legacy achievement, because it's generational now, with his son Robert taking over, and then his son Stephen taking over. And we're going to continue the tradition with very family-oriented and local people, which I think is you need to understand that everybody that's involved with Glover's now, either raised in Frankfort or still lives in Clinton County, have ties to Clinton County. So we're very thankful and grateful for all of those people that are a part of that.
I think I know this already, but one thing I'm rooting for is that you use the same expensive ingredients that has made Glover's so good, and why other ice cream freezes in the freezer and crystallizes and yours stays creamy. I know that's not cheap, and I know with rising prices, there's got to be a cost of that. It was kind of like, I think I was talking to Cindy Shoops, Cindy Shoop, and she was saying, you know, on her barbecue sauce, they could lower the price of their barbecue sauce anytime they wanted to by putting high fructose corn syrup in it, which they refused to do. Instead, they used the molasses and so forth. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we're very fortunate to work with suppliers that understand the importance of good ingredients. And, you know, when I think about ice cream, I think about fat content. And, you know, Steve and Kathy Glover have been very focused over the years to make not only a good product, but, you know, a product that's that you don't feel so guilty eating. So, you know, their ice cream has been in that 10 to 12% milk fat content, and which is really good. And the thing about fat content with ice cream, it's not only about the creaminess and the consistency, but it is about the health. And, you know, the less fat, the better for you. But also, when it gets down to a certain point of fat content, which we know anything under 10% is really not even considered ice cream. In fact, that would be more like a gelato that they use in Italy, is more of a kind of an ice milk. And it's good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But having that fat content, and we think that sweet spot is in that 10 to 12% range, and 11% or so. And so we're excited to be able to do that. But you're so right about the ingredients. Steve was talking to folks yesterday in the office about getting some ingredients, some of our inclusions here, and the best dark chocolate chips you're going to find for the mint chocolate chip. The pecans are really good Georgia pecans that are going to be coming in for our butter pecan ice cream. And to know that all of that will be hand mixed. I mean, it will be, the inclusions will be put into our machines by hand. It's not processed. It's not going to be put in by some automation, some robot, some arm. All of this is done. And of course, the ice cream is made in the machines after it's been mixed, after the formulation, after the recipe has been stirred, mixed, and put together. And then allow that ice cream mixer to put it in the containers, and then it goes right into the blast freezer that causes that instant freeze. And then and that's where you get the no condensation, because condensation causes all the crystals. So the quicker that we can get that ice cream frozen in that good solid creamy mix, the better it's going to keep, and then be able to keep it at that temperature. So those, I've learned a lot about ice cream, Russ, so I'll tell you.
Steve
has been a great teacher, and all of us have become like these little ice cream commandos. So we're understanding that and reading and researching a lot. And again, and to your point, I think that is exactly right. Being able to offer a great product at a fair price, and you know, just understanding that, as Cindy mentioned, with Shoup's Country Foods, you know, you can offer a better price, but you're going to probably get a lesser product. And if people are willing, you know, that's really what it comes down to. And I hate that. I mean, I hate that we have to pay more for good food, but if you want to eat healthy, you're going to pay more. You know, fruits and vegetables cost more. So
exactly, it's just like there again, the Cindy Casey Shoup's example. They could make their pork burgers cheaper anytime they want to. You just don't include the ham cut burgers and the pork loins and the pork burgers. As soon as you added that stuff to it, it makes it a better pork burger and it may be more expensive.
Oh yeah, and there's nothing like. I mean, we had the family over just a couple of weeks ago. Had Shoup's pork burgers with bacon, and you're not going to beat the pork burgers. In fact, we had some folks that we had the chamber event. We had Shoup Country Food pork burgers for our chamber appreciation luncheon, and several people, new businesses that have come to town, new businesses that. We're just, actually working with the county or the city, happen to come in that are now chamber members, never have had a Shoup's Country Foods pork burger, and we're just blown away. So those are all things that I think, we have to be mindful of every time that you purchase something. Are you getting something real? And everybody today is wanting organic farm to table, all that kind of thing, and I appreciate that, but at the end of the day, that does cost a little bit more to get it into that situation. So I pray that people will respect that and support that. But we're very excited at Glover's to be bringing back. We never really closed. I mean, the store has closed in the sense that we were not producing, but we have been. Working behind the scenes to get things back together. So 100 years, we'll be celebrating 100 years of making, a smile on every scoop, of just making people happy. And how can you go wrong in, the ice cream business? we want to make sure everything is. I will tell you this one thing too, Russ, before I get done with this. Steve Glover is like so... very focused and concentrated on everything is clean. You know, when I used to go to Steve and Kathy's place to get ice cream back in the day, just to go in and get a half a gallon or a gallon of ice cream or even a 3 gallon tub for an event or something, you could eat off the floor. I mean, it was the production area was always extremely clean. And Steve is, he's been working. He is the, directing, he's the the conductor of the orchestra. We've got multiple people. Thank God for the Del Rio boys, Luke Meek, you know, Caden, Vic, Caleb, Del Rio. We've had some of my grandsons have worked and helped. So it's been a family affair of people. And Dan Trent, our only employee, it just wouldn't work without Dan Trent. Dan has been a fantastic guy that just not only just a good worker. Dan is one of those guys that just will do anything. The other night, for instance, we had ordered some strawberries for our first batch of strawberry ice cream that we hope we'll be making here in a couple weeks. And they came in. I was actually in the Red Barn Theater. I get a text message, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, why is it? Why are we getting this message so late? And they had been delivered, and so we could not let those sit out. These are frozen strawberries. Dan, I text Dan, and Dan went over, took care of everything, and had everything in the freezer in a matter of minutes. And also, I want another shout-out real quick before we take a break, is that we just had a big event with Purdue, and we were extremely excited to partner with a local ice cream maker as well, and Fresitas, who just had a terrible situation happen with the backhoe going into the side of their building. But Fresitas, really support Fresitas. I mean, these folks are wonderful people. Adrian and Laura, they work their fingers to the bone, and they really do a great job. They have a great product. But they helped us. Steve made the ice cream, the formula, all the ingredients for the Purdue boiler chip and the Purdue vanilla. That is a staple at Purdue. We've been making it for years at Glover's Ice Cream, and we couldn't make it for this big event that they were having. And Fresitas agreed to use their machines, and with the watching eye of Steve Glover and a lot of volunteers. 1,000 cups were hand dipped and put into the containers and delivered to downtown Indianapolis for this huge Purdue event. And we couldn't have been more proud of how things went, and very excited about that. So Fresitas, a great partner. And that's what it's about. You know, when you have a local provider or ice cream maker or manufacturer like Glover's, we get to work with people like Fresitas. And it's no different in the economic development world, Russ. There are the Northside Machine Shop or Circle Supply or AAA Plumbing or any of these smaller businesses, they get to be part of the story because they have been part of the team that's made it work. But they also work at, you know, Frito-Lay and Donaldson's, and, you know, some of the bigger corporations are using our local. And that's why the economic impact of a company being sustainable and continuing in a community is far reaching than just jobs. It's beyond that. Go ahead.
Amen. Hey, one thing I wanted to mention, I know you have a break coming up here, but we are excited. One of the speakers at the Indiana Family coming up July 30th through August 4th is going to be Kevin Schindler from Lowell Observatory, from Mulberry to Mars and back. And he'll be talking about the Slifers and all the contributions they've made. It's going to be right at our star party. He's going to be a speaker there. And so we're going to celebrate the Clinton County history in the expansion of the universe that was discovered at Lowell Observatory by the Slifers from Mulberry.
Wow. That's awesome. That is fantastic. And again, another local connection. So greatly appreciate that. Well, Russ, thank you. We do have to get to a break. I appreciate your call in today, and it's always a blessing talking to you. Thank you and your dad for the economic development of bringing a radio station to Clinton County. And not many people, not many communities can boast of such an amenity that having not one but two radio stations right here. Really beyond that, because you add the Clinton County Daily News, you add the Hoosierland TV, and then now moving into Boone County and beyond, it's pretty incredible. So thank you for the investment, the vision, and what you guys have done to plant the seed of growth here in Clinton County.
You have a great team. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. All right. That was Russ Casper. Appreciate Russ joining us this morning on Party Line. We're going to take a quick break. Good Lord willing, we'll be talking to Kim Stevens coming up here, talking Hot Dog Festival. And if Kim can't make it, I'm sure we can figure it out. There's a lot going on at the Hot Dog Festival. And we'll be right back on Party Line, the Tuesday edition.